Good morning, you're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2018, and I'm in the Phoenix space. I'm with Mark Clayton, the president, and Chris Johnson, the senior vice president of sales. Guys, you doing okay?
Good, Kemp. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Yeah, Chris, good to see you.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, sure. So let's talk about what's going on here. I know you have a crafted theme, and I know Chris is going to talk about product in a minute. So give us just a quick overview of what people, what the message is for people who come to the space.
Well, we thought Crafted by Phoenix was a really nice theme to have this year. In fact, we're actually tying that theme to a beer event tomorrow afternoon. We're going to have a crafted beer event where customers can come by, sample craft beers. But really the reason behind the theme is, you know, one thing that's different about Phoenix is we're always focused on making differentiated products. If we can't do something that's different, then we're really not interested in it. So we take an artisanal approach to how we manufacture and how we design products. So whether it's a residential carpet, a hard surface, or a Main Street commercial product, we're always going to try to separate ourselves with differentiated design and taking a crafted approach to the product.
Well, since you're president, let me ask you real quick, how was 17? I mean, I hear you guys have been doing really well.
Yeah, we had another really good year this year. We were very blessed and thankful for that. You know, a lot of things happened in the economy that were favorable for the industry, and we feel like those are going to continue in the coming year. Consumer confidence is really great, and I think some of the things that have happened with tax reform are going to be good for both residential and commercial business this coming year.
I should remind our listeners that Phoenix is a privately held company, right?
It is, right. Yeah, we're a division of FAR. That's our parent company.
Okay. As I walk in this space, I'm seeing a lot of hard surface, and it was just 3 years ago, you were just a carpet company, right?
That's right. We were 100% residential carpet. Obviously, we saw what was going on in the industry with the growth of hard surface, so we positioned ourselves now to really take advantage of that growth opportunity as well. In fact, this year we're doubling our product offering in hard surface. And again, the approach we've taken is to bring products that are unique and different. We're focused on Stainmaster PepperTech hard surface. We've got some really great design opportunities with our other products. So we're committed to the hard surface category as well.
Now, I understand, too, you're making some major investments so that you can actually make a differentiated product. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, we're always trying to make sure we're investing in state-of-the-art equipment. You know, this past year, we saw a real spike, kind of an unprecedented run-up of growth sort of in the early spring, late or early summer, rather. But because of that, we had to go and invest in new tufting, twisting, heat-setting equipment to actually give us the capacity to grow. So we're happy we've got that capacity now, and we're in a good position to continue growing our business.
I mean, your FAR is based in North Carolina.
Right.
Phoenix is in Dalton,
right.
And you're actually expanding your footprint there, right?
Yeah, we are. I mean, we bought 40 acres adjacent to our facilities there in Dalton and working on the plans for expansion of that property right now.
Yeah. Okay, great. Chris, tell us a little bit again. I was noticing on hard surface now, is it all LVT or are there other products as well?
We have Brigicore products, and we also have, as Mark mentioned, two Stainmaster Pet Protect with the Pet Action Traction and all that story that goes with it. So we're doing a little bit of both from a Stainmaster Pet Protect perspective, and we have three displays now that showcase all that.
From a carpet perspective, I know a lion's share of what you're making is polyester, but you have nylon as well, right?
Absolutely. I would say probably 60% of our business is polyester and about 40% Stainmaster, so it's a big component of what we do.
And I'm seeing a lot of texture in here, so I guess you're doing that with some new tufting type of equipment, right?
We brought in new tufting equipment this year. We do a lot with multicolor. It's probably where our wheelhouse is as product, but we've also started to introduce some other things that are tonal, even some solids and some really impressive patterns this year.
I'm sure you had a sales meeting before this show kicked off, and you were telling your people, now be sure and take people around, show them this. What are you most excited about this year?
Well, we've done a couple things. We've introduced a brand new yarn system that came out at the end of the year that gives us a tremendous amount of bulk and hand in the product that we're excited about. A lot of the pattern stuff we've come out with, we've introduced some really cool color point styles now that we have in the market, both in Stainmaster and polyester, so we have some really, really unique looking things we want to bring to market.
Okay, so is it everything you have solutioned out, or do you have pieced out as well?
I would say probably 98%+ of what we manufacture solutioned out.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you doing in Main Street this year?
Well, we've been looking at that, actually been studying that marketplace for probably 2 or 3 years now, and with the amount of product we brought out last year with our Cleaner Home collection with Microband and the Design Solutions, which is the combination of Stainmaster carpet and hard surface, we just didn't have the bandwidth to bring in the Main Street Commercial program last year. So we've kind of been holding that back, and we've just introduced it this year. We did show it to our sales force at the meeting we had the other day. We have 11 styles that we're bringing out, a combination of carpet tiles and planks, as well as some broadloom, and then we even put some hard surface in the architect folders as well. So pretty excited about getting into that arena as well.
Well, that's a pretty diverse mix of manufacturing capabilities, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is very diverse. We run a pretty complex ship, and we think that's one of the things that differentiates us in the marketplace.
Now, are you new here with Phoenix, aren't you?
Been here about 5 years, coming on 5 years. So okay. When I first came in, I was managing a lot of our Lowe's business, our big box business, and transitioned over to this side about 3 years ago and managing our sales force now.
All right. Good to spend time with you guys. Again, been talking to Mark Clayton and Chris Johnson in the Phoenix space at Surfaces, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.